From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this news update. Juno's utility operators are taking steps to protect staff from COVID-19, but say they're well prepared to continue running throughout the pandemic. City Manager Rory Watt used to be the engineering director for about 8 years. He says they're prepared for a worst-case scenario.
I feel confident that we're not going to have problems continuing to run the utilities, even if we have a pretty big outbreak here.
Watt says the city's water treatment and wastewater treatment systems don't require a large number of employees to operate. Some controls can even be accessed remotely. The city also has emergency generators capable of running the water system if they lose power.
We're just kind of battening the hatches, waiting for the storm, and not really having any idea how big the storm's going to be.
Deb Driscoll from Alaska Electric Light and Power says the situation is similar for the local hydropower system. Much of their staff is working remotely or in shifts. She says they rely on local internet and phone providers and helicopter companies to help AEL&P function and do regular equipment maintenance.
We can continue to do the job that we're doing to provide this essential function because others are continuing to do their essential functions as well.
Driscoll says the company has closed its office in Lineman Creek to the public, but AEL&P staff are now available during extended hours to respond to customer questions and concerns. For now, both AEL&P and the city have suspended late fees and electricity and water shutoffs for customers who cannot pay. And now to a Juno food bank, where the economic strain caused by the COVID-19 crisis is forcing more people to look for getting help for basic necessities. KTOO's Adeline Baxter reports that local food pantries are struggling to keep up with growing demand as their own donation sources start to dwindle.
I'll ask you how many people you're collecting for.
On Mondays, Resurrection Lutheran Church turns into a food pantry. People often line up outside before they open. This week, despite the cold, they're going to have to wait outside longer than usual. Pastor Karen Perkins says that's because they need to limit the number of people inside at once.
There's a hand sanitizer right when you enter. I invite you to use that.
Inside, Perkins has blue tape marking out spaces 6 feet apart. She hands each person a card with a time written on it. That's when they can come back to get their food.
There's certainly been an increase in the number of people who need food and the number of people who are coming to stand in line. And then the degree of frustration of not knowing where to go and what to do.
One of those frustrated people is Mark Swajewski. He was on his way back home to North Pole after a trip to the lower 48.
I missed the ferry in Bellingham to go to Whittier by one day.
Swajewski says he caught the ferry to Haines instead, but got off in Juneau when he realized Canada has closed the border to non-essential travel. He's not sure whether he would be allowed to cross and says he didn't want to take the chance of getting stuck in Haines. He can't fly home because that would mean leaving behind his truck and all the tools he needs for his concrete masonry business. He's been camping out while he waits for the border to reopen.
And I'm stuck in this place. But I'm trying to make the best of it. I'm not trying to make, you know, everybody else miserable because I'm miserable.
Bill Quayle is also waiting. He owns a local pedicab company, ferrying tourists from the docks to different spots around downtown. He says money is always tight just before the tourism season starts, except this year, he doesn't know if it ever will.
I get my Social Security and my veterans pension, but that's not enough to, by the time I pay my bills, I have nothing left over.
Both Quayle and Swajewski have found themselves in the same situation many other people are facing while the COVID-19 crisis disrupts normal life. Unemployment claims have skyrocketed across the country as businesses close and people are left without income. Many of them are turning to food pantries to help make ends meet. Chris Schapp manages the Southeast Alaska Food Bank, which collects and distributes food to more than 30 organizations and food pantries around town. He says grocery stores in Juneau usually donate items to the food bank on a daily basis, but shelves are getting cleared out by folks stocking up for self-quarantine.
We've just seen a major drop-off in the amount of donations, and basically that's because so many folks have been buying and you know, preparing themselves so that we don't have all the things that we normally get as donations from.
Individual donations are down, too. Many food pantries are run out of churches that have now canceled services, so parishioners aren't dropping off canned goods like they normally do. The Juneau Community Foundation is now fundraising to help the Southeast Alaska Food Bank buy food to keep its shelves stocked. It's raised about $10,000 so far. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
And in mid-March, Alaskan businesses and nonprofits became eligible to apply for federal economic disaster loans. And because the true economic cost of the coronavirus pandemic hasn't yet become clear, the U.S. Small Business Administration is allowing people to apply for loans through December. But as Rasha McChesney from KTOO in Juneau reports, some cruise ship-related business owners in Southeast Alaska need the help now.
The summer of 2020 was supposed to be spectacular for Southeast Alaska's economy. Nearly 1.5 million visitors were supposed to spend roughly $800 million supporting thousands of regional jobs and hundreds of companies. But the coronavirus pandemic brought all of that to a screeching halt, and now people like Midgey Moore are hemorrhaging money. She runs Juneau Food Tours. Her husband runs a sport fishing and whale watching company. And ever since the cruise season stalled, people have been canceling their vacations in droves. And that means they want their deposits back.
You know, I'm looking at several, probably $5,000 to $10,000 in refunds, but my husband's looking at tens and tens of thousands of dollars of refunds. So those loans are not to help us to stay in business, it's to help us to pay back people who aren't coming.
Generally, the cruise season runs from May through September. But the smaller companies spend the early months of the year gearing up for the season. Moore says they use funds people pay in deposits to keep the businesses running in the off-season and to ramp up during the shoulder season. They should be hiring right now. Instead, her husband had to lay off 19 people. She laid off 10. This year has turned into something of a worst-case scenario.
We're at the point where we don't want to look at our phones or check our emails because we're terrified that it's a request for a refund.
Some version of this story is playing out for small business owners who rely on the visitor industry all over the state. Before lawmakers left Juneau, John Bittner of the Alaska Small Business Development Center told a Senate Finance Committee that between coronavirus-related shutdowns and the dramatic drop in oil prices, the state's economy is taking a beating.
To be honest, this is such a wide-ranging economic upheaval that every industry in the state is going to be negatively impacted in some sense, with a handful of exceptions.
He said the federal small business loans could help keep some of them afloat.
It's not a silver bullet. Not everybody will be eligible, but this is a step in the right direction.
On offer is up to $2 million in low-interest loans to small businesses, and they can be used for things like payroll and paying bills that cannot be paid because of the coronavirus outbreak. Moore says she heard about the program and applied online. She says it's pretty complicated. If you don't have a strong financial background, there's some lingo that's not easy to understand. She's a little nervous she didn't do it right. And she says it took more than 4 hours for her to get through the process.
And this is not SBA's fault, but I am certain that pretty much half of the United States is applying. And the system, the website is just, it keeps shutting down. It's crashing.
Right now, Moore has all of this anxiety about her business because it's just not clear how she's going to make a living this year. But there have been these moments of joy in the last few weeks. When people reach out to tell her that they're canceling their trips, she's been asking them to consider leaving their deposits with her, turning them into essentially gift cards. This guy in Florida reached out. He'd paid about $500 in advance. And at first, he told her he wanted his money back. But after they emailed back and forth a few times, he asked her how she was doing.
And I was just very frank with him. I said, I'm struggling. I said, I'm really struggling.
She told him that not only will she not make any money, but she has to give back what she already has. And pretty soon she gets another email.
He goes, I would like to buy a gift card for $1,000. I, of course, burst into tears. And I was like, oh my gosh, not only are you buying your tour, but you're paying an additional $500, you know, double, just to be a nice person. And I emailed him back and I said, Dad, he's just so generous. He goes, we need to help one another.
And there might be some other help on the way for businesses like Moore's. The Federal CARES Act that just passed, that's the massive $2 trillion coronavirus aid bill, it gave SBA access to another $350 billion in loans for small businesses. They can be used to cover things like operating costs or employee expenses like payroll or healthcare premiums and vacation or sick leave. There's also a loan advance option that could get up to $10,000 to her within 3 days of applying. Moore applied for the loan on Monday and hopes to get it and maybe use it to pay rent by the end of the week. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
And taking a quick look at the weather, it's beautiful outside and sunny, 40 degrees. Get outside if you haven't today. And for tonight, clear and lows in the mid-20s. For Friday, there's a little snow expected and highs in the mid-30s. And for Saturday, sunny again and highs around 40.